Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome to the 7th episode of our series, Vintage Sai Bhajan Classroom. With gratitude at the lotus feet, we continue this program. It was Bhagwan's inspiration that we started this almost 7 weeks ago to relive and rediscover some of the olden golden melodies which used to be sung in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan in the 60s and 70s. We have ruminated on 6 such bhajans till now, and today we take up another beautiful bhajan. We have Brother Srinivasulu who will share with us the tune as well as the lyrics of this bhajan. Brother Srinivasulu had the opportunity to sing along with Mr. Mohan Rao in the 80s and 90s, and in fact it was his encouragement that enabled us to embark on this series. So let's get started with this bhajan. It's a beautiful bhajan adoring Lord Narayana, and this is how the first line goes.
Narayana, Hari Narayana,
so this is the bhajan we will learn now. Brother Srinivasulu will slowly explain to us the lyrics of the bhajan and then sing for us its tune. After we have learned the tune, we will move on to learning the raga of the bhajan, getting familiar with the beat of the bhajan, and then we will listen to Mr. Sai Surendranath, one of the senior most members of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group. He will go down the memory lane and share with us precious recollections and instructions that Bhagwan gave to the members of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group in those days. So, here are the lyrics.
Narayana, Hari Narayana, Nanda Govinda Ananda Narayana, Narayana, Hari Narayana, Govinda Ananda Narayana. This bhajan is being sung in the scale D Pancham.
Now that we are familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan, let's move on to the most interesting part of learning how to sing this beautiful bhajan. As Brother Srinivasulu sings every line, Brother Anirudh will follow him. You too, dear listeners, make that attempt sincerely to follow Brother Srinivasulu and join Anirudh as he tries to learn this bhajan.
Narayana, Hari Narayana,
Narayana, Hari Narayana,
Narayana, Hari Narayana,
Narayana, Hari Narayana,
Nanda Govinda Ananda Narayana,
Nanda Govinda Ananda Narayana,
Nanda Govinda Ananda Narayana,
Nanda Govinda Ananda Narayana,
Narayana Hari Narayana,
Narayana Hari Narayana,
Narayana Hari Narayana,
Narayana Hari Narayana,
Govinda Ananda Narayana,
Govinda Ananda Narayana,
Nanda Govinda Ananda Narayana,
Nanda Govinda Ananda Narayana.
So Brother Srinivasulu gave us a lovely demonstration of another vintage bhajan. You heard Brother Anirudh follow him after every line. Let us spend more time dwelling on the swaras of this bhajan. Let us also learn about what is the beat and what is the raga this bhajan belongs to. Brother Anirudh is here with us to help us in this endeavor. So Anirudh, tell us, what are your thoughts on the raga of this bhajan?
Saram, brother.
Saram.
The simple Namavali on Lord Narayana is a very interesting bhajan with regard to the music. Or to see which raga it belongs to. It has different perspectives, I can see. On one perspective, I think we can see you will get a raga in your background, like something sounding like
Samba Sada Shiva Saishwara Gangadhara Hara Gauri Shiva Narayana Hari Narayana.
Something similar, not exactly the same. So in this perspective, I think it sounds more based on rag Nate in the Carnatic classical music, or the similar equivalent of it is, we call it Jog, though it's another raga altogether in the Hindustani classical music. But whereas you have all the bhajans like
Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva,
and Samba Sada Shiva,
Premeshwar hai, Ishwar prema hai.
So as I was telling you before, this is one perspective of looking at the bhajan. The second one which comes to my mind is look at the rest lines of the bhajan.
Nanda Govinda Ananda Narayana Narayana Hari Narayana Govinda Ananda Narayana Nanda Govinda Ananda Narayana.
So the most of the lines belong to a set of swaras which make this raga called Shuddha Dhanyasi in the Carnatic classical music.
Sa ga ma pa ni sa sa ni pa ma ga sa. Sa ga
komal ga,
ma pa ni
komal ni,
sa ni sa ni pa ma ga sa.
When we do the swaras for each line, then I'm sure you would be able to appreciate, okay, these are the swaras which are associated with Shuddha Dhanyasi. And regarding this bhajan, so except the first line, maybe the other lines can follow Shuddha Dhanyasi in this perspective, as I told you. And the first line has the Shuddha Ga in it.
Sa ga ma pa.
Whereas Shuddha Dhanyasi has
Sa ga ma pa.
And actually, I was exploring on any raga where you have
sa ga ma pa ni sa ni pa ma ga sa.
I cannot say this bhajan completely belongs to this raga. There is a raga called Savitri in the Carnatic classical music.
Sa ga ma pa ni
komali
sa ni pa ma ga sa.
So, coming back to this bhajan, maybe we can say it's a mix of Shuddha Dhanyasi and Savitri or something like that. But it is very well composed because it's a shift of major and minor. Like the first line is like, the intro is given something like
Narayana.
And just half line is over, again you have to change the chord.
Narayana Hari Narayana.
So it becomes from D major to D minor in the scale.
Nanda Govinda Ananda Narayana.
And again in the fourth line,
Narayana Hari Narayana Govinda Ananda Narayana.
It's a very nice shift from Komalni to Shuddhni.
Mapaninisa Nanda Govinda Ananda Narayana.
So that makes this bhajan simple namavali, yet very musical.
And so many ragas have lent themselves to make this beautiful composition. Amazing.
Sounds simple, but...
Yes. I think just like the names of the Lord, they sound simple, but they are very potent. I think many of these simple bhajans, they sound simple, but actually you definitely need a lot of practice to do full justice to them.
As we are saying this simple bhajan, I was getting reminded of a simple bhajan.
Jaya Jagajanani Ma.
It sounds very simple.
Jaya Ma, Jaya Ma, Jaya Ma.
But it requires a lot of skills like breath and some kind of complexities, like, you know, the variations or make.
Yeah, you need the dexterity in your voice
so
to
you
do
need
justice.
Little practice before you sing in Sai centers with all the variations which are given in the mandir.
Yes, absolutely.
So what I'm saying is that the simple bhajans, it may sound most simple, but behind the curtain, like, you know, you may have to require the most of the practice.
Yes.
Or it might be a mix of mini ragas and.
Yes, I think when people who practice it well and sing. When you listen to them, you feel that they are singing so effortlessly and it sounds so simple. It sounds so simple because they have practiced so much.
Yeah, so I think that's the final stage of a music rendition, that you should make the composition sound simple to the listener.
Yes.
Yeah. I think then you have achieved the level of practice. Yeah. And of course, the feeling aspect, which Swami always says, to add lot of feeling in this bhajan. And... coming to the Shuddha Dhanyasi Raga, where some of the similar bhajans in the Shuddha Dhanyasi are
Kausalyatmaja Ramacharan.
So the whole bhajan goes like a step by step, as in the Arohana of the Raga.
Vaidehi Priya Ramacharan,
and so on.
Madhava Hare Madhu Sodana Hare.
That's also yet another beautiful bhajan. In the same lines we have
Vithala bhajo sai Vithala bhajo, Vithala bhajo sai Vithala bhajo.
So these are the bhajans which belong to Shuddha Dhanyasi Raga. I thought I'll take this as an opportunity to give this examples of the bhajans which belong to Shuddha Dhanyasi Raga, since it's Narayana Hari Narayana is a mix of, or largely based on this raga.
Okay, so I think so that gives us a good idea of the raga, as well as you have other similar bhajans, so people interested in this raga can explore more this raga through the other similar bhajans.
Let's take the swaras, the first line.
Yeah.
Sa ga ma pa sa sa pa ma ga pa ma ga sa. Sa ga ma pa sa sa pa ma ga pa ma ga sa. Ga ma pa ma ga ga ma ga sa 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 ga ni ni sa. Ga ma pa ma ga ga ma ga sa 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 ga ni ni sa. Pa ni sa ga 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 sa ga ni sa ga. Pa ni sa ga 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 sa ga ni sa ga. Ga ma ga sa ni pa ma pa ni ni sa. Ga ma ga sa ni pa ma pa ni ni sa. Pa pa sa ni pa ma ga sa sa ga ni ni sa. Pa pa sa ni pa ma ga ma ga sa sa ga ni sa.
So that gives us a very good idea of the swaras of the bhajan. Tell us also about the beat of this bhajan, Anirudh.
The beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, which is Aditalam in the Carnatic classical music and Keharva in the Hindustani classical music. So let's give the count as 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. for the 8 beat. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Narayana, Hari Narayana. Narayana, Hari Narayana.
Beautiful. Another beautiful, short, sweet bhajan on Lord Narayana. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So with that, we are done with learning the tune of the bhajan, learning the beat of the bhajan. We are familiar with the technicalities. And now, let's learn about why we do bhajans. How should we do bhajans? What were Bhagwan's instructions to every member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group? Mr. Sai Surendranath, one of the students from the earliest batches of Bhagwan's university, who is also a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group, now shares his reflections and insights. So when you talk about these bhajans in those days, in the 60s and 70s, and when you listen to bhajans now, what was the uniqueness of Sai bhajans in those times?
When you talk about uniqueness, I would like to share with you why Sai bhajans is unique. Always it is unique. That day, not only that day, even today it is unique.
Yes, yes.
But this uniqueness has been highlighted by Swami himself once, which it was eye-opener even for me.
Mm-hmm.
Those days, we used to have bhajans inside the mandir. And all will rush, we'll all rush to bhajan hall. When the bhajan hall door opens, before Swami comes, all of us will settle. And you know, any number of boy come, they'll be sitting very close. In fact, they'll be sitting, they'll be sitting on each other's lap. Yet one more boy will come, again he will also squeeze in.
Any number can be accommodated in that space.
Yeah, Prushti, I feel there are two places these things can happen. Can you recollect one more place where this
interview
can
happen? Room.
Perfect. These are the two places.
Interview room, sometimes 60 people can go in and the room will be...
Just accommodating.
Just accommodating. 160 people also can go in and they will be fine.
Really, I'm telling you. We don't know how it is. Okay?
It happens, yeah.
And the best part is Swami will send everybody inside the interview room and he will enter last. I don't know how he will walk through them also, I don't understand. And while coming back, Swami will come out first. And then everybody will be following one after the other, one after the other.
Yeah, many times, I remember those times, you wonder, you're counting people, how many people?
Yes.
My God, how many people were there in that tiny room?
Tiny room, okay. Similarly, bhajan hall also, bhajan group boys, each one when they come, it just absorbs. I think it just absorbs. We don't know what absorbs, but it definitely something absorbs there. So, that was a joyous time, literally sitting on each other and enjoying. And Swami used to walk around. Long back, I think, there was one occasion. During bhajan session, Swami went round the bhajan hall and went outside. Mm-hmm. All cannot be accommodated. Some will be sitting outside. And there, when somebody was sitting outside, Swami looked at him. Why are you sitting here? Why don't you go and sit inside the bhajan hall? So that person had nothing to say. He only, smiled and kept quiet. And then Swami made a very profound statement, in a very casual way. Swami says, you should sit inside the bhajan hall, sing with full of love and devotion. Watch me sitting on the throne.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me and sing. And Swami says, when you do that, without your knowledge, all your sins get washed away.
Oh.
All your karmas will get washed away.
Wow.
This part, most of you do not know. You only think singing bhajan means anywhere I can sit and sing. That you can do it even in your house. Why you should come here? But when you come here, you must look at me and sing. When you participate in that bhajan, I will erase all your trouble. I will wash away all your karmas. And you will have very peaceful life.
So amazing. In fact, when I think about it, it is so true even now. The feel of sitting in front of Bhagwan's Sannidhi, Bhagwan's Samadhi, and singing, it is equally that sanctifying an experience. You know, it is that purifying an experience.
Perfect.
Because, you know, every time you sit there, this is something which I also experience every day, you know, half an hour of sitting there, what you are before and what you are after is always different.
Your energy level is different.
Energy level is different. You definitely are purer than before.
And positive.
And positive.
Pure and positive. And Swami said, you are missing the golden opportunity to redeem yourself if you miss that.
Wow.
So, I think uniqueness of Sai Bhajan is not only rendering, it is also in participating.
Yes.
That is why I think whenever you see Swami sitting on the throne or outside in the Kulwant Hall, Swami participates all through, you know, Swami participates. And in Swami's participation, you will see thousands of them are participating.
Yes.
One more thing, have you observed? If any of our people singing, the clap will be different. After every discourse, when Swami sings, you see the energy level.
Yes.
You see the following, voice and the clapping. Amazing. So I think the uniqueness of Swami Bhajan is not only just singing, not only being part of it, but you must also know in the process you are purifying yourself and you become one with God. I think that is why Swami says all through the session, it elevates your spirits and you also elevate thousands of others surrounding you. I feel that's a message that everybody must carry whenever you are part of bhajan,
yes,
or bhajan group.
Absolutely. The Sai bhajans are nothing but bridges to connect you to the divine.
Divine.
But you know, you are someone who have been there for so many years and you have seen how the bhajan movement has grown. If I were to ask you, what were those fundamental tenets of bhajan singing which Bhagwan established in those days? Because that was the era, the 70s, when students started singing bhajans and Bhagwan started sort of formally laying down certain principles that got carried on from generation to generation of students. So what were those tenets that Bhagwan first established which formed the character of Sai bhajans?
Yeah. As I told you, Swami has personally trained our boys in various aspects of bhajan singing. Even now, luckily, we have some of those boys, those who have been personally trained by Swami, they are still there. That is why I think the fundamentals still strong, because those same boys are there and it is the sanctity and the presentation, everything is being maintained till date. Swami used to tell that time, you know, take simple bhajan, easy bhajan, bhajan with where people can follow, and on all gods. I always feel, why we have to sing? One guy came and asked me, sir, why we should sing for half an hour or why we should sing for 1 hour? First I thought what to tell him, then I felt that, why is that in Ashtotram there are 108 names or 1008 names? Why you need to have that? One name will do. But you sit in front of the altar and you go on repeating God's name in different ways and different forms or whatever may be, different attitudes or attributes you are going to chant. But I felt that this 108 name when you are chanting, maybe one or two will strike you deep in your heart.
You will relate to it.
You relate to it. That is enough. That is the spark which God wants. And that spark he doesn't want for a long time. Even if that spark is there for a few seconds, God is very happy, immensely happy. Because that one word or that one attribute when you are chanting, you feel very close. Like for example, your name is Vishu Prushti. But at home, you may have a pet name. But though this name is official, but your mom or dad, your brother or sister, somebody, they will call you by a pet name. Why is that? The pet name is more important than this name. Through that pet name, they feel more closer. So that in 108, one will strike you as your pet, as your close, and your heart reaches out to that divine. Same way, half an hour you sing or 1 hour you sing, you have hundreds and thousands of people behind. But in that 10 songs, one song, one devotee would have cherished, would have felt very happy.
Some devotee would have connected through the Ganesh bhajan, some devotee would have connected through the Vithala bhajan.
Vithala bhajan. For example, I love Krishna, say, and there is a Krishna bhajan, I get elated.
Yes.
So therefore, this session, prayer session of half an hour or 1 hour, you are definitely ignite someone's devotion and love, which is inert in a personality. You are igniting and making it glow. That's a greatest sadhana. I felt it's one of the good sadhana. You don't have to stand upside down and do meditation or run behind something. I think this itself is a great sadhana that you can do. And here, our boys, when they have learned all these things, and when they are here practicing even today, that it becomes natural. And the juniors see their seniors and they emulate. They follow that. The fundamentals, do you know how Swami imprinted on us? If you take an iron rod and cast it in fire, the iron rod will be in red color. It will be like fire. Now, can you separate that fire and the iron rod? You cannot. Both becomes one. You take a glass of milk. You add few drops of water into it. It becomes milk. Now, can you segregate that water and milk separately? You cannot. Similarly, all those things what Swami has told our children, his students, chosen ones, and even today they are all there, that has become their part and parcel. And that is why today also the standard of Prashanti Bhajan is maintained in the same way, and the juniors are following the same trend that is set by Swami, followed by the seniors, passed on to the juniors. That is why uniqueness and the fundamental never changes, and we always stick to what Swami wanted. That is why everybody appreciates our bhajan.
Wonderful. And I think there are so many fundamentals, as you are mentioning, which Bhagavan slowly sort of instilled in every member of the bhajan group, where you have bhajans, you start with the Ganesh bhajan, and you have bhajans dedicated to all the gods, and you sing bhajans with different beats, and
different tunes, different styles.
Yes, different ragas. I think there were times when Swami would say, both 2-3 bhajans, they are in the same raga.
Yes.
Isn't it?
That is one. And also same, you are singing all Rama bhajan, all Krishna bhajan. That also used to say That is why, if you see the fundamental, you ask me, no? Even today, traditionally, first bhajan will be Ganesha.
Yes.
There will be one Sarvadharma bhajan.
Yes.
Always. Swami wanted that. From that time onwards.
Yes.
And then he leave the choice to us. One can be Rama, one can be Krishna, one can be Anshirdi Baba, one can be Devi, like that. So that is still, boys do not know why we are doing, but that is a trend set earlier, trained by Bhagavan, and the boys are following. That's why I said, no, the fundamental is like that. Heated iron, you cannot segregate it, and nobody knows why we are doing it. We are one with that. That's why fundamental is very strong, it will never change.
Yes.
And I feel that everybody should follow that in all the centers also. If they follow, it will be very nice. Because there is a purpose why Swami says.
Yes. So that was Mr. Sai Surendranath, an alumnus of Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning and one of the senior most members of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan Group. Sai Sir, as he is lovingly called, continues to teach in the Sri Satyasai Higher Secondary School. So with that, we come to the last part of this bhajan classroom. We will now listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan. Let us hear how it sounds when sung by the students of Bhagwan in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashanti Nilaya.
Narayana Hari Narayana,
Narayana Hari Narayana,
Narayana Hari Narayana,
Narayana Hari Narayana,
Nanda Govinda Ananda Narayana. Nanda Govinda Ananda Narayana.
So this is the complete feel of this bhajan. Dear listeners, make that attempt to learn this bhajan. Let's share these beautiful olden melodies. Let's relive the joy of meditating on these bhajans and elevating our lives. We hope you enjoyed this program. If you have any queries or comments or suggestions, please feel free to write to us. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Anirudh, Abhishek and Sunil. With heart full of gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beautiful beloved Bhagwan.
So that brings us to the end of this segment of Thursday Life. We move on to our next segment, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu and I will be back along with Brother Sai Prakash for a new episode of Vaini Satsang after 60 minutes. So here we are with Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. You are going to have Prem and Brother Harishankar. Keep listening. Thank you so much.